Monday night at the mall. Not Luther's favorite place, but he sensed Nora needed a night out. They had dinner in a fake pub on one end, then fought through the masses to get to the other, where a star-filled romantic comedy was opening at the multiplex. $8 a ticket, for what Luther knew would be another dull 2 hours of overpaid clowns giggling their way through a subliterate plot. But anyway, Nora loved the movies, and he tagged along to keep peace. Despite the crowds, the cinema was deserted, and this thrilled Luther when he realized that everybody else was out there shopping. He settled low in his seat with his popcorn and went to sleep. He awoke with an elbow in his ribs. "You're snoring," Nora hissed at him. "Who cares? The place is empty." "Hush up, Luther." He watched the movie, but after 5 minutes, it had enough. "I'll be back," he whispered, and left. He'd rather fight through the mob and get stepped on than watch such foolishness. He rode the escalator to the upper level, where he leaned on the rail and watched the chaos below. A Santa was holding court on his throne, and the line was moving very slowly. Over at the ice rink, the music blared from scratchy speakers while kids in elf costumes skated around some stuffed creature that appeared to be a reindeer. Every parent watched through the lens of a video camera. Weary shoppers trudged along, lugging shopping bags, bumping into others, fighting with their children. Luther had never felt prouder. Across the way, he saw a new sporting goods store. He strolled over, noticing through the window that there was a crowd inside and certainly not enough cashiers. He was just browsing, though. He found the snorkel gear in the back, a rather slim selection, but it was December. The swimsuits were of the Speedo variety, breathtakingly narrow all the way around and designed solely for Olympic swimmers under the age of 20. More of a pouch than a garment. He was afraid to touch them. He'd get himself a catalog and shop from the safety of his home. As he left the store, an argument was raging at a checkout, something about a layaway that got lost. What fools. He bought himself a fat-free yogurt and killed time strolling along the upper concourse, smiling smugly at the harried souls burning their way through their paychecks. He stopped and gawked at a life-size poster of a gorgeous young thing in a string bikini, her skin perfectly tanned. She was inviting him to step inside a small salon called Tans Forever. Luther glanced around as if it were an adult bookstore, then ducked inside where Daisy was waiting behind a magazine. Her brown face forced a smile and seemed to crack along the forehead and around the eyes. Her teeth had been whitened, her hair lightened, her skin darkened, and for a second Luther wondered what she looked like before the project. Not surprisingly, Daisy said it was the best time of the year to purchase a package. Their Christmas special was 12 sessions for $60. Only one session every other day, 15 minutes at first, but working up to a max of 25. When the package was over, Luther would be superbly tanned and certainly prepared for anything the Caribbean sun could throw at him. He followed her a few steps to a row of booths, flimsy little rooms with a tanning bed each and not much else. They were now featuring state-of-the-art FX2000 bronze mats straight from Sweden, as if the Swedes knew everything about sunbathing. At first glance, the bronze mat horrified Luther. Daisy explained that you simply undressed, yes, everything, she purred, slid into the unit, and pulled the top down in a manner that reminded Luther of a waffle iron. Cook for 15 or 20 minutes, a timer goes off, get up, get dressed, nothing to it. How much do you sweat? Luther asked, struggling with the image of himself lying completely exposed while 80 lamps baked all parts of his body. She explained that things got warm. Once done, you simply wiped off your bronze mat with a spray and paper towels, and things were suitable for the next guy. Skin cancer? He inquired. She offered a phony laugh. No way. Perhaps with the older units before they perfected the technology to virtually eliminate ultraviolet rays and such. The new bronze mats were actually safer than the sun itself. She'd been tanning for 11 years. And your skin looks like burnt cowhide, Luther mused to himself. He signed up for two packages for $120. He left the salon with the determination to get himself tanned, however uncomfortable it would be, and he chuckled at the thought of Nora stripping down behind paper-thin walls and inserting herself into the bronze mat.